Don't Push It and listen to the Uncut Gems podcast, a weekly show where we talk about movies nobody else wants to talk about, but you are listening to a very special Patreon exclusive episode of our show, which is a bonus tie-in for the month of April 2024. And my name is Jakub.
And my name is Randy.
And today, a very special guest is with us. We have a very, very special voice with us. Our good buddy, Rich. Rich Foster is in the house. How are you doing, Rich?
Excellent. Nice to be here. And thanks for asking me.
Oh, our pleasure.
Yeah. I suppose like a word of explanation is in order, because Rich is a listener of the show and is a friend, a longtime friend of the show. And then we just thought, like, we have to get you on the show, like, just to have a... Because, like, the project we're running in here is kind of like, we're not... This is not a professional show. Like, we're just... Like, we're almost fishing for friends in here.
Yes. It's movie nerd Tinder or something.
Tinder.
Yeah. I don't know which way you swipe, but I think you swipe right.
Yeah, I don't know either, but yeah.
Like, I'm old enough to be scared. Like, if I have to date again one day, I'll be just like, I have no idea what to do. So all I have to do is just take care of my relationship, because I'll be honestly lost. Anyway, so welcome aboard, Rich. Super happy to have you with us here. And today we are talking about First Blood, which is a tie-in episode to our monthly considerations of movies off the grid. I think that's kind of the theme that we've chosen.
That's it.
For the month of April. But before we start, I suppose a few announcements. So yeah, sit your ass down and listen, right? So what's happening on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/uncutgemspod, which is where you're listening to this. No, you're not listening to this here, because on the Patreon, I now cut out all this crap. So if you're listening to this on our main show feed, just be aware that this thing's going to end in like 15 minutes or so. And you'd have to continue your journey on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/uncutgemspod. However, we are making a little bit of a treat for you guys here. So if you go in to the Patreon, this episode will be available for free. So Rich, feel free to share with your friends, suppose. So just we'll make it free to listen. Maybe we'll just drum up some friends, and then some newcomers to join and listen to what we have to say about stuff and Stallone, I suppose. Anyway, so this episode is going to be available in full, free to listen on patreon.com/uncutgemspod. For all the other episodes, I mean, we have a few freebies in there already, which at this point, I've been promising myself to actually put together a collection of free-to-listen episodes, so it'll be easier to find, because I think there's Cabaret, there's The Exorcist, there's Heat, and there's something else, The Thing.
The Thing, and then in our first year, it was the retrospective on Reservoir Dogs influenced films of the...
There, yes, yeah, that's the one. So we have a few in there, so you can sample our wares. But if you want to access these shows in full, like, you have to go and pony up the $3 a month, and then it's all for you to sample. And there's like almost 90 of them at this point. In addition, all the main show episodes are appearing in there one day early with trimmed up marketing as well. I say marketing.
Yes.
Like, we're not this isn't JRE. This isn't, you know, like Mark Maron. Like, I'm not going to start advertising smart mattresses in here, you know?
This isn't what it is. The marketing amounts to a brief stop at the community bulletin board.
Exactly. So just to tell you what else is on the Patreon and how to support us, that's kind of what you don't have to listen when you already support us, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
I suppose.
So yeah, on the Patreon last week, Malcolm X was released as the major joint episode of our Spike Lee journey. Next week, Catherine Bigelow Marathon will continue with Point Break, so stay tuned for that. And that's about it for the Patreon stuff. So patreon.com/uncutgemspod is where you want to go and listen to everything that we have. If you don't feel like ponying up the cash, Jesus Christ, Jakob. You can also leave us a one-off donation if you so choose. So that's ko-fi.com/uncutgemspod. That's ko-fi.com/uncutgemspod is where you want to go and do that. And if you don't feel like spending money, that's totally cool. Just tell a friend. Tell one friend or two friends and have these two friends tell another two friends and we're going to take over the world in like a week or so. But, you know, just tell someone. If they like us, great. If they don't, just tell them not to leave a one-star review. I don't ask for much.
Just move on.
Just, you know.
Thanks for visiting.
Yeah. Because we're small. We're small and insignificant. But anyway, so we're here to talk about veterans and PTSD and action and stuff. So we might as well get into it. I think I've got all through all the marketing that I needed, didn't I? I think I did.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I never remember where I have everything down. Because I fly by the seat of my pants. So, anyway. So, I think it's time to go and head into the forest and talk some first blood. So.
It doesn't make one goddamn bit of difference, Dave, and you know it. If one of my deputies gets out of line with a prisoner, then the prisoner comes to me with it. And if I find out it's like he says, I kick the deputy's ass. Me, the law, that's the way it's got to be. People start fucking around with the law and all hell breaks loose. Whatever possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo?
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
So First Blood is directed by Ted Kotcheff, stars Sylvester Stallone, Richard Crenna, Brian Dennehy, David Caruso. You can spot his ginger head from a mile away.
Yep.
A bunch of other people. And it follows John Rambo, John J. Rambo, a Vietnam War veteran who faces harassment from a small town sheriff. And when Rambo's mistreatment triggers traumatic flashbacks, he fights back and escapes into the wilderness where a relentless manhunt ensues. And Rambo has to use his survival skills to evade capture. And also, apparently, confront his sort of suppressed past recollections of war, I suppose. So that's kind of the movie in a nutshell in terms of a synopsis. Now, the film is adapted from a book by Dave. This is going to be like Father Karras again. For my money, this is David Morrell. I'm pretty sure it is maybe moral.
I don't know. I'm going to say morale. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the jury's out on that. So the book was written published in 1972. And that was a debut novel by this guy who was a professor at, I want to say Penn State, somewhere like that. He was a professor of literature and who always wanted to be an author, and then he dealt with a lot of kids who were coming back from Vietnam, and he was just gathering his research by talking to these 20-somethings coming back from war, and he decided to write this book about this veteran who's pushed to the brink. Although we're gonna get to it in a little while anyway, because I read the book for this just because, and this is by extension now this is an honorary Death by Adaptation episode.
Yep.
So he wrote this book, published it in 1972, became a bit of a success, was immediately optioned, and the litany of people who went through this project. So this was optioned in 1972 as the book was published, and Lawrence Terman from Columbia bought the rights for 175,000 Richard Brooks was supposed to direct it, and this is a guy who directed In Cold Blood, among other things. But the project kind of died. I mean, they almost started shooting, but I think by 1972, the Vietnam War was kind of still going on. So mm-hmm. I think it felt, in, like to some people in the studio, felt, I think, a little bit too early and inappropriate. So they dropped it. The project went cold. The rights were sold to John Kelly from Warner for $125,000. And he wanted either Robert De Niro or Clint Eastwood to play John Rambo. I mean, at this point, it was just Rambo, because John Rambo is an invention of Sylvester Stallone. Because in the book, the guy's just Rambo. Doesn't have a first name. He's just Rambo. Or the kid. When Weasel talks about him, he talks about him as the kid. Because he's like 21 or 22. Like, he's very young. So the rights get ping-ponged into Warner Brothers. They want Robert De Niro or Clint Eastwood. And Martin Ritt was supposed to direct it. Then he drops out. Sidney Pollack has a go, and Martin Bregman was considered as well. Bregman hired David Rabe. I don't know.
Rabe,
and I think this guy. No, maybe this isn't the guy. Is this the Serpico guy? No, it's not. There is another guy later on. Just let me get in there. So then. So, yeah, he departed, and then, so Bregman departs. Mike Nichols decided, oh, maybe I can direct it, but he gets distracted by other things. And then William Sackheim and Michael Cozzoli write a screenplay based on this book, and this is a screenplay that will then eventually become the basis of the actual film that got made, right? So these are the two out of three people who are credited as screenwriters on the film. So there's, you know, like the Sackheim and ampersand Cozzoli. So that they are the team of two people, because there's Sackheim, ampersand Cozzoli, and Stallone, because Stallone then took this screenplay and rewrote it like seven times. So John Badham was supposed to direct it. Mm-hmm. And then the Sackheim and Cozzoli script gets purchased again by the Cinema Group. John Frankenheimer is supposed to direct next, and they almost start beginning to sort of prep in Georgia. By the way, the book takes place in Kentucky. And this whole thing kind of stalls again, because there's some studio woes, as in like the studio gets acquired by something else, and then actually the studio gets swallowed by Orion.
Okay.
I think it's Orion Pictures. And this is how guys who end up being producers on the opening credit, Mario Casar and Andrew Vina, for me, the duo that also guarantees greatness. Just saying.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yep. Legends.
Legends, right? So they acquire this, and they decide, oh, and that's at this point we're in 1977 already, right? So they decide, oh, this would be a good idea for us to get the film. I mean, maybe I'm just getting this wrong, because they were of not Orion, but their company was called Carolco. I never know. So they buy the rights for $375,000 from Warner Brothers, and the script for $125,000, and that's in 1981 now. Ted Kotcheff comes back, because at some point he was one of the people involved while they were, like in the 70s, he was one of the guys who were just involved at some point in this project. Comes back, and this is where Kotcheff offers the role to Stallone. And he accepts, and this is where actually things start to get going, because
if you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.